WHEY.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Jane Steinberg.
So, we have a question, a couple of questions on the table from our friend Blowfish, who lives on the other side of the world, by the way, loyal listener to the Paracast.
That's a good question. That whole area of the San Juan Rio Arriba County has lots of aquifers because, lots of the water coming from the Navajo Lake, northwest of there, are being transferred to cities like Albuquerque and so on, and they have built lots of underground waterways passing through places like Chama and then going down south towards Albuquerque and so on. So there's lots of, aquifers underground. So, well, anything is possible. Now, let's look at an interesting place called Dulce Lake, right outside of Dulce. There have been reports of, people encountering some strange things near there, an object. In fact, as recently as last year, I think, as you mentioned, Chris, that Howard Eliason actually has a photograph of Dulce Lake. It looks like it's being whirled. There's a whirl on the lake that suddenly appeared. And so it's not surprising to speculate that there could be some underwater, passageways there in that whole area. But to say that, this whole system extends throughout the southwest, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. But there have been reports in the past that there are underground connections from China Lake Naval Weapons Center in California Desert that is connected in the underground passage to the Southern California's coast and so on. You hear of these reports. So everything, anything is possible, but we just don't seem to find a definitive documentary proof. But nevertheless, yes, the whole Dulce area is interesting in the fact that, yes, the 1967 underground atomic testing there may have changed the underground, geological, the characteristics of that area. It may not have been necessarily conducted to ease the flow of natural gas. They may have been other motives. So, in fact, Howard Eliason believes that they exploded that thing as a precaution against the increase in entities underground in that area, So this is all fascinating to me.
Chris, you want to pick up on the questions?
Noya, I have a couple of other questions here that I think are very interesting that you're going to get a kick out of. From Pixelsmith, now this is a little bit off topic, but do you think that microchip implantation technology, in which tiny microchips could be implanted in our circulatory systems, vital organs, and tissues, are being implemented via swine and avian flu vaccinations? And do you think that this current global economic crisis is a precursor to an alien takeover or a new world order?
Well, this is an interesting speculation. I mean, a lot of strange things have been happening, this year that is out of the ordinary. And although people say that, earthquakes are very common, there have been earthquakes in unexpected areas this year, including places like Virginia and, other places. Yes, earthquakes have happened hundreds of years ago in these areas, but so a lot of people say it's nothing strange. But I think what is interesting is this year that there has been very unusual, catastrophes around the world. And, you know, let's take example locally. In New Mexico, yes, there have been earthquakes before, but recent earthquakes near the Colorado and New Mexico state line, like Trinidad, Raton area, and north of Santa Fe, you know, even though it's like a 4.0 earthquake, it's very unusual. Yes, there had been earthquakes, you know, 100 years ago in this area, but there has been a swarm of earthquakes in southern Colorado and northern New Mexico in the past 2 months. And so...
Yeah, and there was another swarm in 2001 and 2002 as well in a very geologically stable area. But the question is, do you think that microchip technology and nanotechnology is being implemented in vaccinations, let's say swine flu or avian flu vaccinations?
I think it's anybody's guess. But, you know, I have told people that the U.S. had a technology before, already in the mid-90s, of possible injection of microchips without even one person realizing. Yeah, maybe it's in the, it could be in the, like a circulatory system. So, you know, I think that we can underestimate the technology that is present today. And so some people say that there will be a globalized government or entity in the next few years and are getting ready to do a lot of things. So this scenario, I would say, is not impossible. Anything is possible with the advance in technology. As you mentioned, well, I don't know if you mentioned this or not, but the Ministry of Defense in Japan just a few months ago created this unmanned circular sphere that can go very fast and quiet. You can check that out on YouTube. It's like a drone, but it's the size of a basketball that makes absolutely no noise, but can fly at will through a remote control. And you know, this is just the tip of the iceberg of what the state of art in technology. So, yes, I think it's possible that somehow tiny microchips, which have become even smaller than before, could be injected to a person unwittingly into a part of the body. So, you know, this is all possible, and that's why I cannot discount any speculation that maybe we're getting ready for some kind of you know, global entity to solve you know, global crisis, or even create a series of crises as we go into next year.
Well, that leads to my next question. This is from Digital Trickster, who is a fairly new participant here in the forum community at the Paracast. And he says, if the government or the U.S. or governments of the world do stage an ET invasion or arrival event to manipulate us, what kind of scenario do you think they would try to create? Now, you mentioned holographic, possible holographic projections that Gabe Valdez suspected and possibly even witnessed. Do you think that that the government is planning to stage like a fake Project Bluebeam ET invasion? And what sort of scenario do you think they try to create?
Well, this is if they do this, it has to be a large scale. So I don't know if they can completely do a completely global scale scenario, which some people, you know, think that they could do. But I think that if they do it, it will be on such a huge scale that logistically, I think they will have some problems. So if such a scenario were to occur, it would probably occur in different areas of the world, you know, around the same time, but not in one whole incident, maybe a series.
I'll tell you what, we have so much more to talk about. You're with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Are you ready to order the official Paracast t-shirt? You asked, we answered. We're now taking orders for the official Paracast t-shirt. It comes in white, 100% cotton. The front of it features the same logo that we have on our community forums. On the back it says, Separating Signal from Noise. To order the official Paracast t-shirt, here's all you have to do. Visit our new online store at store.theparacast.com. One more time, that's store.theparacast.com. You can use a major credit card to place your order for the official Paracast t-shirt. Hey, neighbors, we have one more thing to talk about, and that's more merchandise at the official Paracast store. We have hats, we have jackets, we even have a flip video camcorder customized with the Paracast logo at the official Paracast store. It's all now available at the official Paracast store, store.theparacast.com.
Good day, Peter Kranschnabel from Midas Resources. Today is October 28th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,737.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,780.31, $890.15 for a half ounce, and $445.08 for a quarter ounce. $1,780.31, $890.15, and $445.08.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job. The Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And if you'd like to catch up on past episodes, we have hundreds of shows for you to download direct from theparacast.com. That's theparacast.com. Or check us out at iTunes.
Okay, Norio Hayakawa is joining us. Unfortunately, he also has to leave us. It's one of those things where I guess he has a prior engagement. Norio, tell our listeners where they can find more of the things you write about.
Well, actually, anybody can look me up on Facebook. I'm on Facebook. And then also I have my blog site called Norio Hayakawa 2012.blogspot.com. And it was a privilege to be here, even though I have to leave now. But anyway, thank you so much, Chris.
And Norio, sorry you have to leave, but we definitely want to get you back on the air. We were just really getting warmed up. There's a lot of questions that our listeners have, and of course, Gene and I have. And it's been a pleasure having you on the show, and we're looking forward to your return visit.
Thank you very much.
So Norio Hayakawa has left the building. It's kind of unfortunate because we had more questions from listeners. We were just getting warmed up, and there you go, and there he's gone.
Yeah, you know, of course, any guests that I invite, I make sure that they can do the full 2 hours. But I guess we'll just have to have him back on and have some more fun. I mean, I learned some things today. I mean, this fascinating episode. I think we're going to get pretty interesting response on the forums from our listeners.
And the one thing, of course, that I was interested in here, I hope we didn't upset him when I started basically questioning John Lear as a reliable source. That bothers me. You know, he's got a lot of stories about different things. I know you've known him for a while. But as soon as he invokes the name of John Lear, I have to sit back and say, what are we talking about here? Now, John Lear, of course, is, you know, one of the sons of the guy who created the Lear Jets and everything. And, you know, has some real credentials, but also says lots and lots of wacky, crazy things.
Well, I think a lot of the, especially, you know, being in the Vegas area like he is, I think a lot of the sort of myth-making that has surrounded the Area 51 story, Bob Lazar, and that whole scenario that unfolded in the late 80s, early 90s, it does point directly back to Lear. I think he was the first one to really befriend Lazar and convince him to come out and speak with George Knapp and other things. I might be wrong in some of my details there, but I know he was involved in that whole scenario from the very beginning. Like any good disinformation, however, with proper filtering, you're able to glean the truth that is wrapped around the actual lies or disinformation. So it's a baby in the bathwater type scenario. The Lear hypothesis, which he trotted out in Crestone, of all places, in the San Luis Valley where I lived 2 years before I moved there, at a small informal conference, the Lear hypothesis has gone on to influence the pop culture thinking around a lot of these events very dramatically. And if you look at Dulce, if you look at Area 51, and if you look at other conspiracy-tinged stories from that era, a lot of it does point back to John Lear. So I know Norio has known him for years and can appreciate some of Lear's insights, but anyone who would be involved with William Cooper, Bill Cooper, and egg him on, you have to question the motives.
I certainly would like someone like John Lear on this show to answer the hard questions and provide evidence.
Well, I might be able to make that happen.
Okay, well, you have your assignment. Should you decide to accept it, is we get John Lear on the Paracast, but we do it far enough in advance so listeners have a chance to really ask the tough questions and no holds barred.
Yeah, well, let's put him on the Paracast hot seat.
Well, okay, you know John Lear. What is your take?
Oh, I don't know John Lear. I've kind of made it my business not to ever meet him.
Okay, so you don't know. Okay, so
no,
is there a
but
reason
I know
why
people
you
know
haven't?
Him.
Okay, so why don't you explain that? Why have you made it one of your goals in life not to meet him?
Well, he and a number of people who have over the years been suspected of being disinformation agents on to some extent or level or another. You know, I've had a hard enough problem in my personal investigative process dealing with people that are on the level to throw that particular bunch into the mix. It would be difficult for me to wade through some of that information. I think in a radio show format, I would be more than willing. In fact, I would look forward to it, but personally contacting some of these people, Richard Doty, Dan Smith. I mean, I could list out a whole bunch of names of people that have been associated with disinformation over the years by rumor or whatever. I can't obviously demonstrate any of that. But
yeah, you ever think, Chris, that some of these people are pretenders? They want to be spies. They are would-be spies. Maybe they saw too many James Bond movies as kids. Maybe they read all the, 11, 12 novels that Ian Fleming wrote of James Bond. Of course, it'd been, what, there'll be 23 movies after the next one is made, if it's made.
No.
Okay, so maybe they are wannabes. They hope to be spies. They watch The Man from U.N.C.L.E. as kids, and now they grow up and say, well, I was in the military. I must be a spy.
Well, yeah, I think that holds true for quite a number of people out there who most of us have never heard of and probably never will. But when you start throwing the names of Rick Doty, Bill Moore, John Lear, Robert Collins, I mean, there's a whole list of people out there that you know, they're not only do they have credentials, but they have track records. I mean, John Lear, I think, still holds the record for being certified on more airplanes than any other living human. I think at one point he worked as a pilot for Air America, of course, which was a cutout organization for the CIA. So you're not talking about just some, you know, kids that are aspiring to be spies. I mean, these guys have a track record. So, you know, I tend to stay away from the spooky types as much as possible. But for you, Gene, and for the Paracast, I'll have at it.
I don't think it hurts to have a spooky type every so often. Yeah. I think we need a perspective.
Well, I was bummed that Richard Doty said he'd do the show, and then at the last minute he backed out on us.
Well, he's done that before. You know, he kind of strings you along, and then he sort of, you know, says, I'm not going to do it. I know that, for example, we had Robert Collins on the show, and he didn't like what we said about him and asked for rebuttal time. We gave him a 60-second rebuttal. Listen to this. This is going back to 2006, 2007. We gave him the 60-second rebuttal that made no sense. And I've had some interactions with him in email that made less sense. So I don't know about Robert Collins. But, you know, just because somebody's in the military and we have to, of course, honor their service, but it doesn't mean they're not wacky.
Well, the whole Serpo thing that Doty and Collins and some others that I won't mention have been touting since, I think, what, 2004 or something, whenever that story broke. Of course, the Project Camelot folks were the primary disseminators of that whole interesting scenario.
Let's just briefly summarize this, because we raised the subject. We might as well mention it, because the people from Project Camelot came on here to talk about Serpo. That's back in 2006. We're finding our way, going through the morass of the UFO field, trying to find out, and this is, you know, as down and dirty as it gets. And it's a story about the military making a deal, kind of like an exchange program with E.T. And then you read this material where the soldiers from Earth go to this other planet. And let me tell you what I think about that in a moment. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter, and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats, I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, How do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer. I had to go cross town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know. How do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer. I had to go cross town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Hello, this is Rosemary Ellen Guiley, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We have raised the terrible specter of Project Serpo on the Paracast with Gina Chris.
Give me in my mouth.
You started it, Chris, and now I'm going finish. All right, I'll make it simple. Make it fast.
All right. So just mention the closing scene in Close Encounters, the Spielberg movie where the jumpsuit clad team of sunglass wearing troop onto the ship and get sent off into the cosmos. I mean,
so that's where Richard Dreyfuss really went. Before he played in the movie W, Dick Cheney, he went to see E.T. Okay, so you take the scene and you project it. Okay, they're on the other planet. But, you know, it's like a 12-year-old writes his first science fiction novel about visiting aliens, and all he cares about is how they do their bathroom movements. I'm serious. That's what so much focused on, their bathroom habits of the aliens and how they felt the bathroom habits of Earthlings were so silly. Don't get me started, but that's how it read to me. It was the 12-year-old boy's viewpoint of writing science fiction. Except for the 12-year-old that we spawned here, my son Grayson, who started writing science fiction with me at 12, but he was way beyond that and never got that silly.
Ooh, ouch. Ooh, boy, that was a smackdown there, Gene.
My son wrote real science fiction with me, okay? And still is working on stuff with me now. But imagine
you're saying a 12-year-old could do a better job than the Serpo scenario. That's a smackdown.
You're darn right, but it's true. I read that stuff. That was the worst scribble I ever read.
Well, you know, with all respect to Captain Collins and his service, I admire that. I admire that that he chose to serve his country. But to come up and promote and promulgate just what seems like so outlandish of a scenario and stick to it and really defend it and take on all comers who are trying to point out how ridiculous the whole scenario appears. It just falls apart when you really look at it. For someone like that to support that scenario so stridently, to me, there's something wrong there. And people like that, I don't want to sound dismissive, but I have no time for fantasy and stuff. I'm myself and other people who do have experience out in the field. We don't have time for that. We have too much reality to deal with, as opposed to fantasy.
So there you go, Project Serpo. That's why we disbelieve it, and we wonder about people like Robert Collins and Richard Doty. Now, there was a book that came out from Collins that supposedly Doty co-authored, except when I asked Doty, he said, oh, no, I just wrote some material for it. I didn't want him to list me as co-author. Duh. I'm gobsmacked.
Yeah.
Or I'd like to smack him, depending on your point of view.
Well, let's get him on the air. We'll do an audio smacking.
I don't think he's going to do it. I mean, if Whitley Strieber will say to us, he's afraid, he didn't say that, but that's the implication, doesn't want to be trashed on the Paracast, doesn't want to come on the show, I hardly think that Richard Doty is going to come. Because I think that Strieber would get a far friendlier reception.
Right. Well, I have a list of questions probably several pages long. I wouldn't have time for listener questions. I'd be too busy firing off questions of my own. I mean, that guy, he just seems to pop up in some of the most unfortunate instances of disinformation. And, maybe he does aspire to be a James Bond type. Maybe he was acting out beyond the purviews of his assignments, and maybe he was a cowboy loose cannon in some of these events, but the fact that he was involved in them at all is really unfortunate, especially when you look at someone like Paul Benowitz, who literally was driven to the insane asylum and died a broken man. You've got to draw the line somewhere. I understand our country needs counterintelligence experts and disinformation agents and whatnot, but I mean, there's a line that you don't cross, and as far as I'm concerned, that line has been crossed on a number of occasions.
I don't know. Some of the strange things have gone on in the UFO field, supposedly by people who are somehow protecting the nation.
Right. And then the real wet behind the ears, naive types that come along, like a previous guest we had, Anthony Sanchez, who now made the big announcement a couple of days after being on the Paracast that he was out of the field, that he wasn't releasing his book, that he had these tremendously catastrophic personal issues he was dealing with. And then 2 weeks later, he comes back like nothing happened and releases his book. And now, according to Norio, he's made inroads up there with the tribal council, and he's attracted some support from Apache there. And he's back at it again.
Sure, like Colonel B from Tim Beckley had this character called Colonel B in his book. So we had Colonel X that Anthony Sanchez mentioned, and we gave him a little bit of a smacking on the show. Maybe that's why he decided to get out. But then he decided not to release the book as a printed version. Maybe that's changed since then. I haven't followed this. So
I think it has. I think he's getting a real book deal.
Okay, so in the meantime, he came out with an e-book version. And I wrote him and said, send it to me. And I'm still waiting.
Well, it gets to, back to the basic focus of today's show, which was the Dulce-based rumors. And it's people like Tal Levesque and Myrna Hansen and, in a lesser way, Krista Tilton and others over the years that have been promoting this story of an alien underground base. And you have to wonder what the motivation is, number one. Obviously, you need to demonstrate the reality of this before we can, sign off on whether it's true or not. But, when in doubt, assume the mundane. And I think that there's something much more mundane going on there than aliens sequestered in a cavern being discovered in the 40s by spelunkers for the government. I don't know. It sounds like an Edgar Rice Burroughs or a Jules Verne, type scenario that's been reworked, to keep everybody looking at the right hand while the left hand is really involved in some nefarious stuff in that area up there. These are all, I think, just cover stories. And they get someone like an Anthony Sanchez, who in all good faith really thinks he's on to something, and they just use and manipulate him to help keep the myth alive and growing. And it's up to investigators like myself, like Norio, and others, Gabe Valdez, rest his soul, to really try to dig into this underground base story and really expose it as a disinformation program, which is what I feel it is.
I'm also worried also the gentleman dies and Norio is ready to start painting weird events surrounding the person's death, as opposed to the fact that people in their late 60s do die of natural causes.
Right.
I don't want to think about that, but it does happen.
Well, we need to wait for the release of any sort of autopsy report, because obviously with a death, unexpected death like that, I'm sure an autopsy was performed. I would be surprised if one wasn't, especially since he was a long-time New Mexico State Patrolman and was really held in high regard by a lot of people. Quite hundreds and hundreds of people showed up at his funeral. I'm also concerned about the amazing database and amount of research that he did over the years, that he was meticulous in recording, and plus physical evidence. I mean, the spheres that Norio talked about, there's interesting objects that were found that kind of suggest military activity on the Gomez Ranch, where the mutilations occurred that he investigated. They found a gas mask. They found radar tape. They found a number of objects, which he still has in his files. And another story that was told to me by a researcher who was friendly with Paul Benowitz in the early 80s said that he had managed to get some almost classified level film stock that he supplied Benowitz with. And Benowitz, along with an Air Force captain, Ernest Edwards, took a flight on a military chopper from Kirtland to Dulce. And on the way were buzzed by a very close, I mean, the sphere was within 5 feet of the craft, and it buzzed the aircraft, and they were able to get photographs of it on 8.5 by 8.5 large format film stock.
I'll tell you what, we have a lot more in our final segment with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You expect professional service from your doctor, your accountant, and even the girl who takes your morning coffee order. Why not from your domain registrar, too? Namecheap.com provides stellar service with no sneaky upselling. We offer more features and security options for your website than there are ways to order a latte. And new domains come with WhoisGuard to protect your personal info. At Namecheap.com, you can get your domain for as low as $2.99. Now is a great time to get to know Namecheap.com.
For 58 years, Fate has provided true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate brings you the latest in all aspects of the paranormal, like angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, and much, much more. To receive your complimentary Fate magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit their website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's AffinityHealthProducts.com healthproducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Hi, this is Clifford Cliff, International Director for the Mutual UFO Network. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So Gene and Chris, talking shop on the Paracast, we had Norio Hayakawa for, what, a little bit more than half the show, but he had to go to a previous engagement. I don't think it was because I made some comments that maybe
no.
John Lear is not the most credible person on the planet. We'll find out. We'll get him on the show. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll get him back. Norio's a good guy. He's very open. He's very shrewd. I think his insight has become very fine tuned and well honed over the years. The further along he gets in his Dulce investigative work, the more skeptical he becomes, and that's a sign of a good investigator and a good researcher. So I don't think we'll have any problem getting Norio back on the show. There's lots of areas that he has looked into in his investigative career that I'm sure we'll be able to have more than enough material to do a complete show this time.
And also we have a few questions from our listeners that were not answered.
Exactly.
So we'll hold them in abeyance for Norio Hayakawa Part 2.
Yep.
And what's this deal about Jesse Ventura trying to get in there and film and they wouldn't give him permission?
Yeah, that's news to me. I was working with the production company. Of course, I did a shoot the prior weekend up in Utah at the Skinwalker Ranch site and was helping them with the Dulce segment, which their initial idea going in I won't even talk about because it was just so outlandish and it would have really harmed Jesse's reputation within the research community. I'm glad I was able to put them on to some legitimate researchers, investigators, and Hickory law enforcement officials. But evidently, it's difficult to get permission to film up there now. They're very gun-shy or camera-shy, and you need to do this in a proper way. Evidently, their field producer did not go through the proper protocols to get permission. I'm sure someone with the stature of Governor Ventura would have been able to get permission if it had been done correctly. But you don't do it last minute and say, hey, we're going to be up there in a couple of days. We want to film. It doesn't work that way on reservations.
Maybe it's also ego. You think, okay, this is Jesse Ventura's crew. We can just go there. And they'll say, sure, why not?
Well, it doesn't work that way, especially on a sovereign nation. I mean, you're going to a different country. And you have to.
It's like going, for example, if in New York, you go to the Russian mission to the U.N.,
yeah.
Yeah, and you go in there, and you are in Russia when you step across that threshold.
Yep.
And we did that, by the way, as kids. We were really crazy kids. This is when, of course, we had the Soviet Union, not just Russia. And in New York, late teens, friend of mine and I go to visit some of the missions to the UN. We went to the Russian mission and walked in there and talked to them a few minutes. But, you know, you had to think, gee, we're in another country legally. Could they just take us prisoners?
What, were you trick-or-treating? What was your motivation?
I don't know. I was just curious at the material and everything. I had a lot of English language material about the country. But my friend was, I don't know, just trolling for something. I never figured out what. Never figured out what happened to him. Maybe he's in Russia now.
Gene, I learn something new about you every week, it seems.
I learn something about me that's new every week, too.
Oh.
You know, I didn't make this up. You know, I had some pretty crazy friends.
I believe you. I wanted to go up into the, you know, near the Dulce area with a film crew into the little penitente communities up there. They're super superstitious. They're probably the most fundamentalist of all Christians. They flog themselves on Good Friday. They walk barefoot over cactus. A very strident belief system up there and very superstitious. And I wanted to go up with a film crew on Halloween dressed as the devil and trick-or-treat.
Okay.
I decided discretion was the better part of valor and never was able to pull that one off, but I thought it was a good idea at the time.
Well, you did anyway. I don't want to say anything about this. You know, I think there's a lot about you we don't know, and maybe we don't want to know.
Well, maybe it's not by accident I wrote a book on tricksters. Oh, I said the word. Oh, I promised I would never say that word again on the air.
That's the T word. We can't have the T word.
Oh, man, the T word. I said it. Gene, I'll never live it down. They're going to dog me from now until doomsday. I've been accused of trotting out the T word every segment. Oh, that's all you ever talk about. When was the last time I mentioned the T word, Gene, on the air?
Other than 30 seconds ago?
Yeah.
A while.
Quite a while.
Sure. And you're not doing the dreaded trickster voice. Ah, I am gobsmacked.
Well, I use the T word. I might as well trot out the trickster voice, too, to give people even more ammunition.
I think people are thinking now that this show is being done about 3 in the morning when we've all lost our senses. That's when we come up with weird theories about UFOs, that maybe
right.
UFOs are not alien spacecraft, but they come from other dimensions. This is something that Alan Greenfield and I did back in the 1960s. You know, this was New Year's Eve. And we didn't think about getting blasted or anything like that. We had to talk about UFOs.
Yeah. Well, I've had many a late night session with fellow researchers that we solved all the secrets of the universe, and the following morning we couldn't quite remember what that was.
Well, I don't want to mention what kind of substance you might have consumed.
Just good old healthy high mountain air.
Or something that would make you high in the mountain air.
No, I'm too old for that sort of thing. My wild and woolly days are far behind me, Gene.
You just have woolly left.
Yeah.
I don't know. So let me ask you, you've been around New Mexico quite a few times. Do you think Dulce is real? There's a real place, a military base or something underground there?
Yeah, I do. And I think it's a military storage facility for the most noxious nuclear waste that that we have that we legally can't really do anything with except ship it off to another country and hope that they're okay with the amount of money they're being paid to degradate their environment. That's what I think is going on there. I don't think I've really said it so blatantly before publicly, but in my investigative work back in the 90s, I did encounter a hard rock miner from the 50s and 60s who claimed he was involved with the underground demolition crews that built some sort of connecting tunnel between Los Alamos and that area up there along the border. And
what kind of distance are we talking about here?
Well, it's well over 100 miles, but he also claimed that they broke into an ancient antediluvian, I guess for lack of a better term, tunnel system that was at least 10,000 years old, that was hewn out of solid rock, and perfectly squared off tunnels that appeared to be obviously manufactured, and would totally freaked out the managers of the crews that were underground there. And the team that he was on that discovered this was immediately split up, and all the members were sent to different other excavation and demolition teams. He was an actual underground demolition expert. So, I mean, obviously, it's just one person's word, but you start adding up the little bits and pieces that you hear over the years, and it does help to paint a picture in your mind about the possibilities of what we're dealing with. And I do strongly suspect that there is a military presence in that area, and it doesn't have anything to do with aliens and Nightmare Hall and vats of body parts and all the, you know, the Island of Dr. Moreau type stuff that's surfaced in the pop culture over the past 30 years. I don't give any of that credence, but there is something definitely going on in that area. It is a very spooky area. Just the feel of the area. If you go up there, I've been there many times and explored around that area. There's just something weird about the place there. And, you know, I don't consider myself to be more psychic than the next person, but I'll tell you have to be really numb to go up there and spend some time and not feel like, you know, there's just something wrong about the place. It's like you're a feeling of being watched. It gives you like a feeling like it makes you squirm when you're around there. And I don't think that's by accident. I think there's some geophysical properties there, which we kind of touched on with Norio today.
I'll tell you what, we're squirming right now. And we're going to stop squirming when we tell you that we're just about out of time. Chris, where do we find more of your stuff?
Well, of course, I'm a moderator at forum.theparacast.com, our community forums. I try to post and respond to your posts. And also, I have a transitional website called Our Strange Planet, where you can find more about my work in the field and get copies of my books and DVDs and stuff that I have for sale. And of course, you can find me every Sunday here on the Paracast with you, Gene.
Okay, I'll go for that. I'm Gene Steinberg. He's Chris O'Brien. You're in
the Paracast.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast. The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.